You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll see what happens. Obviously, at some point in time, the Sabres will go to him about an extension because he can sign one after July 1st. But I've been told there's no indication that Tuck has told the Sabres he won't consider it. So we can put the brakes on that one at least for a little bit.
Never understood why there was any chatter about that one in the first place. Elliot Friedman talking about Alex Tuck there. And, I guess, like, sure, he's on an expiring deal, so people will ask about that, and he plays for the Sabres, and the Sabres stink. So I guess that's the only way to think about it. But before I melt more of my brain on things that are kind of ridiculous, I'm going to bring in the man who is known as the Noted Jerk, Noted Hockey, as well as with Bleacher Report, and friend of the program, Joe Yurden, joining us now on the Westher Hotline. Joe, it's been a minute since we talked. We've got a lot to catch up on here.
I know, right? We got hockey season's over and hockey off season's started right up behind it. So we got like a 2-week cram session to do all our off season stuff before everybody goes to the cottages for the summer. So yeah, it's a cram session now.
Which I do think I love the uniqueness of that within the NHL is that, like, the offseason is indeed a cram session. Like, you are staying up till 4 a.m. trying to get ready for exams, and that's what we get. That's the NHL's offseason. It's all at once. Take it or leave it. You're going to take it because that's the only choice you got.
It's pretty wild, and it's something that, I don't know, I think every sport does it a little differently. Like, like baseball off season seems to take 3 months, 3-4 months, because guys don't sign immediately after free agency opens, and NFL free agency is very kind of odd just because I still don't understand the timing and how everything plays out there. Like, it's not like, you know, the first minute things start up, everybody signs. Like, that very rarely happens. And, you know, NBA is just crazy town. I don't NBA and every NBA, everything is just incredibly fun and silly. So, but like the NHL, I remember last year, everybody was really annoyed because the cup final took so long to play out. Cause it went 7 games. And when it ended, I think it was 2 days later, the draft happened in Vegas. And then 2 days later, it was the start, 2 or 3 days later, it was the start of free agency. So some teams just didn't leave Vegas to do free agency because they're like, well, forget it. There's no point in flying back to where we got to go and, you know, get situated. Let's just stay here, do everything, and we'll fly back when things are done on the first or the second. And it's pretty wild. And yeah, it's shaping up to be very interesting. And I'm glad you played that clip from Elliot about Alex Tuck. Cause yeah, that's a whole different level of silly.
Yeah. And quite frankly, it is just based on the plain logic of his contract's up at the end of next year and he plays for the Sabres. That's the only two things that people were going on. And again, I don't know why there was chatter about that, but that chatter seems to, I guess it's great that Elliott's dismissing it. Maybe we just don't hear about it anymore. But there's a lot of chatter about the Sabres in general this offseason, Joe. Of course, when it comes down to it, there are major players within the restricted free agency with Bowen Byram and J.J. Paterka chief amongst them. They also do have Ryan McLeod to re-sign. That is an RFA. Jack Quinn is an RFA. Tyson Kozak and Jacob Bernard Docker, as well as, oh, Devin Levi. So the Sabres do have a lot that they have to do with their young players in RFA. I doubt that there's anything about offer sheets, but it would be our luck that it happens against the Sabres this year. But Joe, when it comes down to it, though, there's been a lot of chatter about Byram in particular and about Paterka as well.
Yeah, it's the offer sheet hype that happens this time of year is always very interesting, and I know some folks threw it out there that the possibility of some teams weaponizing offer sheets against Buffalo for building the contract out in a way that maybe Buffalo doesn't like to do business more than do or don't, like whatever. But also forgetting the fact that Buffalo's got a ton of cap space, and if you want to do him a favor by signing a guy to a long-term deal for him, then all right, well, you can do that. You know, that's the only counter to trying to use an offer sheet against Buffalo, is that if they really want to keep the player and you're thinking like, they won't want to pay the contract this way, or, they won't want to pay this kind of money right now, or however, you're just doing him a favor. It takes away the negotiating side of things from the Sabre side of things, which is not good for them because they want to negotiate things on their terms and get the deal that they want to get. But if the whole point is just to get the player signed and get him back in, then thanks. Thanks for helping out, guys. Good work. But the amount of chatter and the amount of talk, and you had the piece, Elliott on Tuck there, and we've heard this about Paterka, and those seem to be the two guys where a lot of the talk this week came from. Like, well, I don't know if these guys want to be there anymore. And it's like, well, it's something where that's not sourced to any of the players or their agents. It's just coming out of nowhere. And it's just, this guy, he heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody, it's the REO Speedwagon song, but, it comes out of nowhere, and it's like, well, if that's the case, then, I think, that'll get settled out soon enough because the player will get traded or whatever. And then it's going to be like, oh, well, what happened there? And it's like, oh, well, maybe that's what happened. But, it's never easy to negotiate with RFAs, and it's not easy on the players either. Like, it's a tough spot because, maybe teams want to do a bridge deal and the players want long-term security, or vice versa. Maybe players want to get walked right to UFA and teams definitely don't want to do that. It's a delicate dance, and it's not easy for anybody, but now with, the cap going up to 95.5 next year, and it's going up even more the year after that, and even more the year after that, it's a very odd time for players, because if you get locked up long-term, you're going to miss out on possible raises down the road. So I think now is the time where, maybe like a 3 or 4 year deal might be the best for a lot of these guys, because the money is going to, we're talking about, close to being almost like $20 million more on the cap for teams than just like in 3 years time. So that's a big consideration to make for a lot of guys.
It is. And the other interesting part, though, of like hearing these rumors with Byram and Paterka, also is if they wanted to get into some sort of trade negotiations, those are two players that are interesting bargaining chips that you can really start having discussions about. Unfortunately, Travis Yost fed my inner demon last week when I talked to him, saying that the Sabres and the Stars would be a perfect match for this Jason Robertson thing that might be hanging over Dallas's head. Why? Because the Sabres have J.J. Paterka. He'd be a cheaper option for them on a longer-term deal, and the Sabres would be able to get back a star player. Joe, when it comes down to it, though, a lot of the names that are out there that we're hearing whispers about, Jason Robertson or the free agents like Mitch Marner, Aaron Ekblad, Brad Marchand, it seems like there's a lot of star power hanging around this offseason when it comes to trade targets or acquisitions. than I've seen in the last couple of years that can make this year very excitable.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think the trade thing becomes more of a focus because the free agent class isn't very robust with stars. Like, there's plenty of players to be had, but as far as it's, you know, marquee names go, not a whole lot going on there. You know, like Marchand's one, you know, Bennett, I assume he's re-signing in Florida. He's another one. I know he, you know, was caught on video saying he's not freaking leaving in the middle of a Stanley Cup party down in Miami, which, you know, alcohol influenced.
Maybe he's just talking about the party.
Influenced. Yeah, no, you know, maybe he's just a big Leo DiCaprio fan. I don't know. But you know, like with him, you know, Aaron Ekblad's a free agent. And, you know, I mean, geez, that, if there was a target for Buffalo to go after, he'd be the guy. But why would he leave Florida? You know, like, is he grumpy with them adding Seth Jones, or is he going to be like, boy, let's take a load off my shoulders. That's neat. You know, guys like that. And then, you know, if it's Robertson in a trade thing, well, Dallas just made some moves yesterday, the last couple of days, to try to make that a thought that everybody can just forget about. Mm-hmm. You know, they trade Marchment to Seattle. They, you know, they get Matt Duchene signed to a more friendly deal. It's money in, money out. But, you know, you look down the road. I mean, everybody's looking at the cap situation in Dallas this year, and it's like, oh boy, that's really tight. It's like, well, yeah, but Robertson signed this year.
Yep.
You know, next year and the years beyond, the cap opens up a lot for them. So it's not too big of a concern. But, you know, they've got to get Thomas Harley re-signed too. So not easy. But you want big names to kind of lure you in, because we've all got content we want to share. We've all got things we want to talk about. All that stuff.
Jobs to do, yeah.
You know, it's part of the fun. But it's a lot of bark and no bite when it comes to a lot of these things, because I think, you know, I don't even know if there's like free agent day programming, like where it's minute by minute, like, oh, what's happening? Like, I don't know that we do that anymore, because it's just kind of like, well, everybody already resigned. Oh, that was fun.
That's the toughest part about this next week in change. Like, the draft being here, that's when some things do happen, but it's also not centralized this year. Not everyone's in the same place. We don't get to see people rubbing elbows and going, hey, what do you got about Elias Pettersson? We can talk about that. I've got Bo Byram. Yeah. Like, that doesn't happen. You got to call them now, and it's more annoying than just seeing someone bumping into them, and then maybe bad decisions can be made. Let me have my dreams, damn it. But, Joe, when it comes to it, it's a lot of speculation within this next week or so before, as you said, the cram session begins. And that makes it kind of where dreams are dreams, and then you get the reality of it, and it's like, oh, this is much less fun than when I was promised. Derek, why do you do this? It's because that's fun.
Yeah, it's, you know, and like the Sabres are they're an easy target right now for speculation. You know, things haven't gone well. Maybe people are trying to like attach some of what happened in Jersey with some of the young players and attaching it to what happened, what's going on with younger guys here, and saying like, oh, well, you know, maybe it's the same kind of thing happening. Nobody knows. Nobody really knows, because, you know, the Buffalo ship is very tight right now. So, you know, there's not a lot of leaks coming out about this team. So a lot of it just comes from elsewhere, whether it's from a real source or not, but it's just that they're an easy target because they're down, and, you know, we're watching video of Sam Reinhart living it up after winning another cup, and, you know, and he just got done, you know, him and Evan Rodriguez and, you know, all these former Sabre guys getting done beating a couple of other former Sabre guys in a Stanley Cup final. And it's like, well, cool, man. Like, that's really neat. And, you know, we see the voting results, and there's former Sabre guys that they gave up on years ago all over the top five of the votes. And you're like, you know, I assume that there are guys here that go like, well, man, maybe getting out of Buffalo would be a cool thing. You know, maybe that would be good. But, like, I don't know, if you're 20, you can change things yourself and make a team better by just, you know, being a really great player and turning a situation around. I mean, it's, but it's very easy to hyper focus on Buffalo guys just because, you know, it's something that's happened before. And, you know, everybody's kind of expecting it to happen again. And I don't know if that's the truth or not of the situation. And, you know, guys want to play, the guys want to win, the guys want to score goals, they want to make money and all that. But I mean, there's ideally a lot of money to be had playing in Buffalo, but, you know, if guys really do want to get out though, I would imagine Kevin Adams is well aware of that. And if they want to get out, well, there's no easier way to get out of Buffalo than to tell Kevin Adams, you don't want to be here anymore.
Yep. We know the adage at this point in the mindset of he wants players that want to be here. And, we're starting to look at maybe this might be the last cry for that sort of thing. Why? Well, I mean, they hired Jarmo Kekäläinen, and it does look like structurally within the organization, Joe, there might be a path where win or lose this upcoming season, Kekäläinen is the new GM anyway, and Adams is the president of hockey operations. It just does seem like there's a perfect fit for something to happen along those lines.
Yeah, it's certainly set up a little bit cleaner for a change of power or a change of, you know, a way to rearrange the front office. I'm more encouraged that by hiring Jarmo, they got somebody who's outside the organization and who's been outside the organization for the entirety of their career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jarmo has no connections to the Sabres previously. You know, he was the GM in Columbus for all that time. He's been around the league. You know, I think he used to work in Ottawa. And he's very well respected around the league. A great, you know, great talent evaluator, a really good negotiator, a guy who's, you know, very serious about business and, but a guy who commands respect around the league. And I think it was important to have somebody like that involved with the operations because the Sabres have been a very insular organization for, you know, 5-6 years now. You know, ever since they made the switch to, you know, they fired Jason Bottrell and added, you know, hired Kevin Adams, and Adams, you know, hired guys that he knew and that, you know, and, you know, ownership knew these people from within. And, you know, that's fine. That's fine if it makes it, you know, makes the workflow easier to manage and you go with people that you trust. But having another set of eyes and having another person who's been in this business and has the career of being savvy, doing the work and all that stuff, having somebody who hasn't been in Buffalo and has a different view on things is huge. Cause you know, some folks might look at it as like, well, you're adding another cook to the kitchen. It's like, well, yeah, but it's a cook who has a different cookbook and a different way of doing things. And that can be helpful because you don't want to just have people around that go like, yeah, no, I agree. I've always agreed with what you say, or yep, that's the way I viewed it too. You don't want just the feedback system being everybody being like, oh yeah, no, I agree. Like you don't, mm-hmm. that doesn't always help out. Now you don't want it to be dysfunctional. Everybody just arguing with each other either, but Jarmo's so respected and his, you know, what he's been able to do through his career is good. And like having that here, you know, having him work with Kevin Adams, having him work with everybody here on the staff is a big deal. And it was important to get a different voice and a different set of eyes involved with everything because they kind of needed it. You know, the last 5 years have shown that every bit of progress that's made, there's been a couple of steps back everywhere. So like you want to eliminate the steps back. You just want to keep the progress going.
Joe Yurden joining us here on the Western Hotline. And when you said all that just now, it made me think about the past regimes. And there have been Sabres ties to all of that, too. When Tim Murray was initially hired as the general manager, Pat LaFontaine is president of hockey ops. And then Jason Bottrell was drafted by the Sabres organization. And Phil Housley is Phil Housley. It's been kind of a trend, even predating Kevin Adams at this point, to where it's even more refreshing as a change of pace that someone outside of the organization is here in Buffalo. So thanks for letting that waterfall come through my head. I appreciate that. Waging mental warfare here on a Saturday. I'm here for it. But last here for you, Joe, the final is over. Florida wins again. And as much as I'd love to talk about the series itself, there might have been the biggest weight to the words "with that said" being mentioned by an individual in sports with Connor McDavid and his end of season presser. I thought that that was pretty seismic in terms of potential unhappiness with Edmonton and how they've been doing business.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I looked at it a lot like this is Connor starting his negotiation process with them. Because you think back to when he signed that extension years ago, and he took a lot less money than he deserved when he took that, because he wanted, he's like, I want to help the team being able to add talent to the team, to add other guys, to make this a perpetual cup winning team. And, you know, it's not to say that they didn't do that. Obviously you get to the cup final 2 years in a row, and granted it came pretty far down the road in that extension, to be able to do that. But they were able to accomplish that, and that's good. Obviously they haven't won it, so they're not there yet. But Connor took a lot less than he deserved the last time around. And now I looked at that as serving notice that probably not going to take a discount this time around, because, you know, Leon Draisaitl just signed his extension, not that long ago. And he definitely didn't take a discount.
Yeah. He's got 14 mil here per season.
Yeah. So, Leon didn't take a discount, which that's fine. Leon deserves it too. But if you're Connor, you're like, well, you know, Leon took his money, so I think I kind of deserve to get what I'm owed too. I know it's the very captainly, thing to be like, oh, well, he took a hometown deal. Like, the best player in the league, the best player in the world shouldn't have to take a hometown deal. Flat out. He should not have to do that. And I'm sure the PA is pushing him very hard to not do that again, because there's going to be a lot of money out there in the next 2 years. And if the best player in the world is taking a hometown deal, every team is going to be like, well, you know, Connor did it, so I think you should probably have to do it too. Mm-hmm. So if you're Connor McDavid, you're like, sorry, Mr. Cates, you're going to have to, pay up this time. Or if you don't, well, I guess there's somebody else out there that might want to pay me, 15, 16, 17 million a year for the next however long, now it's juicy. It's interesting. It's a lot of fun to think that maybe this is Connor's Gretzky moment. Maybe this is, granted, this is a world's different type of situation.
Right.
You know, Gretzky wasn't going into free agency. That was a whole different mess that happened back in the day. But if the biggest player in the world has the opportunity to field offers from the rest of the league, that is juicy. That is juicy beyond juicy. It's the kind of thing that all of us fiend for, because it'll create content for all of us forever. But, it's exciting to think of where else would he want to go? Where else, because it'll be up to him. It's not up to like whoever pays him the most, because anybody could pay him the most. But it's going to be who's going to pay them the most that's going to be able to put them in the situation where they can win the cup instantaneously, and I think that's the tantalizing part to it. Is Edmonton that place? Well, it could be. They've made it the last 2 years. But could it be LA? Could it be New York? Could it be Philly? Could it be Toronto? Could it be, any of these places,
right,
where you could say, you plug Connor McDavid into that spot, they can win the cup instantly the first year that he's there. And there's probably more than a few teams that you could say that about right now. And granted, there's a lot of teams where you could plug them in right now and they go from 0 to 100, whether they're outside of the playoffs or not, or maybe they're perpetual first round loser. You're like, oh, well, they can go to the conference final instantly with Connor, and who knows beyond that, because the playoffs can be a crapshoot. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. I hope it isn't something where it's like, this is like the big thunder start to it, and then it just peters out and he just re-signs there anyways. And it's like, oh, well, what did you expect? I hope we all want to see drama. We love drama. Yeah. And this is the kind of drama that I think we would all love to see. Cause let's face it, every year Edmonton got knocked out in the first or second round of the playoffs, we're like, oh man, Connor ain't going to take this. He's not going to stand for this. He's going to want out. He's going to run for the hills. And now that they've lost to Florida 2 years in a row, and each year got, you know, this year they didn't go as far as they did last year, and they got humbly beat down throughout the entire series, despite it going six games.
Mm-hmm.
It sets the lights the fuse in all of our heads to be like, I don't know, maybe he does want to get out of here. I mean, I don't know. They haven't really done a whole lot to battle back against Florida. They've beaten all these other teams in the West, but I don't know. They're not on Florida's level, but then again, nobody else is.
And then he said, I got to look out for me and my family. And everyone's like, oh! The one thing I would say to this, and I hate that we don't have any more time. Like, it feels like we're just getting started, Joe. But I would be interested to see if, like, it's instead a negotiation for a short-term deal instead of the full 8 years. That'd be interesting, too. But I wish we had more time here to discuss this.
There's going to be a lot more money out there in 3 years. So, you know, if he goes 3 years, then I would understand.
Well, it feels like we just got started, Joe, but we got to get moving along here. I appreciate you, as always, being able to join us, and thank you, as always, for taking your time.
No, I appreciate the time, Derek. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you, Joe. That's Joe Yurden, noted hockey, Bleacher Report. Find him wherever you find him, or find him exactly where you find him, I should say, with those two places. And over on Blue Sky as well, Joe has got a better presence there. If you want to hang out there, we're going to take a break, come back, and staying on the hockey stuff, Chad DeDominicis and I had a pretty good conversation yesterday regarding everything with Buffalo. We dove a little bit into Chad's mock off season, that and more coming up next. Derek Kramer here with you on a nice Saturday. Hope you're enjoying it out there. I know that I would certainly like to. I'll be able to in a little bit here on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Welcome back, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer here with you on a lovely Saturday afternoon. But right now, we'll kick it back to a conversation that we had yesterday with Chad DeDominicis of Expected Buffalo. Here he is. Now on the Western Hotline, Expected Buffalo's Chad DeDominicis on the line. Chad, it's Derek and Joe. First of all, good afternoon. It's been a while since I've been able to talk to you, but how's everything going for you?
Yeah, it's been a little bit, but it's good. It's crazy busy right now, as some would expect, but it's the fun time, that's for sure, with the nitty-gritty here.
The nitty-gritty, and I just laid into it. This is going to be an important offseason, I think mostly because I don't know where our sanity will lie if the Sabres do nothing again. Chad, a little bit ago now, I think it was last week, you guys did your mock off-seasons. You and Anthony both did those. I was very interested in a team that you kept going to the well of in your mock off-season, which was Utah. So you seem to have a lot of interest with Utah's roster there. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, I just think Utah is looking to do something. You know, I mean, just you put it all together, and it's not like I've heard anything, but mm-hmm. It's kind of common sense when you put the logic together. It's the second year in a new, new city state. I think they want to do something that kind of increases the fan exposure, the fan interest, to drive people to the building and excitement on the team. And then they have some guys who are interesting that might look to move. You know, some guys on defense, some guys on forward that are younger. So it's more of a kind of you put it all together kind of thing. It makes sense. Honestly, do I think the Sabres and Utah get together on something? Probably not. I don't think there's something that realistically in the real world instead of hypotheticals makes a ton of sense. But, you know, there's some interesting pieces there for sure.
There are some interesting teams in there. And, Chad, of course, yesterday one of the dream targets that a lot of Sabres fans are definitely gravitating toward. I kept getting a little annoying with it the last couple days. That dream got hit a little hard yesterday when Mason Marchment got traded to Seattle for a couple of picks. Thanks, Jason Botchel. Really appreciate it. But when it comes to adding a caliber of player like this, I know that it's not an easy thing for Buffalo. But it does make sense for the Sabres to try to make that kind of add, which is the only thing that's missing on Adams' resume.
Yeah. I think here's the kind of the premise that I'm going with in this offseason is I don't know if they do a lot, but I do think there's one thing that they're going to go, see, we did this, and it's going to be their thing all summer. And it's not just going to be a thing that they, like, say, like, you know, the scoreboard or something like that. That's just a thing in Buffalo. I think it's something that'll catch, you know, some league conversation. I have a few ideas of what that could be. But I do think, you know, we'll get that one, you know, considerable decent-sized move, and then they'll do some little things around that to kind of fill out the roster.
Chad, when it comes to that that decent-sized move, you said you have a couple ideas on this. I'm just here for the, I don't care what the heck the team does, as long as, like you just said, it's not the scoreboard saying this is how we win. I'm here for it at this point, but what are the big moves that are in your head? Which are the ones that, like, they're in your dreams of, like, what the Sabres should be trying to go and acquire here when it comes to this offseason, what they need to bring some fan interest back?
Wow. I think my dreams and what they really want to do are on different levels. So maybe I'll stay away from the my dreams and I'll stick more to the realistic side of things.
That's why we have you.
Yeah, I mean, my dreams, I think, revolve around getting another top six centerman, but I don't think they have any interest in that right now. Mm-hmm. So what I think realistically, really something I've kind of heard from the end of the season is the focus is going to be heavily on defensemen. And, you know, I think that the thing that's starting to make its way that I wrote about yesterday, the day before, it's kind of all blending together now, is some more noise about that ninth overall pick. That's caught my attention. Okay. I think there's been a little bit of a shift there in using that, and it could have been, you know, from they dropped from 7 to 9. And, you know, that they could really use that. I don't know if it'll be just that. I think maybe it's that and something else to go get you something from a defense aspect. And I know that they've talked to the Islanders about that pick. I don't know specific players they talked about. But again, if we want to put pieces together in logic and all the other stuff, you know, Noah Dobson's name has been trendy here the last couple of days. So maybe it's 9 and something for Dobson, and we know that the Islanders are looking to get into the top 10 at least. Maybe they can jump again to get James Higgins, perhaps. So again, you're putting pieces of a puzzle together. That's kind of the game you play here. You hear little bits, and you try to put the pieces of the puzzle together. But maybe that's something they're looking at. Or, I mean, there's other, you know, defensemen they could also target using those assets.
Chad, one of those things about, like, the targets, everything like that, a lot of the noise also surrounds Bo and Byram because of the fact that it does seem like there's different reports out there about if he is not happy with the role that he has here with the Sabres. And also looking at the numbers, the analytics oftentimes have said when Byram's away from Dahlin, it has not been a good look. What do you think about the long-term prospects with Byram if the Sabres are comfortable with dealing him and – more, or are they also comfortable with just trying to keep him here in Buffalo, despite the fact that Byram might want a little bit more of that power play time?
Yeah, honestly, at this point, I'd be pretty surprised if he stays. I think that he is the first move that we see, and it honestly wouldn't be surprising to me if we see that in the very near future here. They want to get that done for the reason of they definitely want to drag to July 1st. Because then an offer sheet becomes a possibility. And if someone drops an offer sheet, then you lose all trade flexibility that you have within that. So I think that is maybe one of their main focuses right now. Like I said, I'd be very surprised if he is re-signed at this point. It just seems like there's too much there. They're too far down paths on conversations with trades. And I just think they're going to use that as a piece to – you know, do maybe one of those one or two little small things, like I said, or get another, which really, again, you're tying it back to 9th overall. That they've talked to a handful of teams about picking up a late first-round pick when it comes to Byram. So I think if they can get a late first and then you flip 9 overall and your scouts are so happy because you have another first-round pick that you can utilize later, again, if you're putting pieces of a puzzle together, that logically all makes sense.
Chad, I see J.J. Paterka on your mock roster. There's a lot of chatter about him going around and his fate with the Sabres. What exactly do you think is going to happen there?
You know, he's a weird situation where any other player or thing with this much smoke around him in trade talk, I'd be like, yeah, he's probably going. But anytime I checked in, even last week when the whole Friedman 32 thought thing came out, I just don't think it's as likely as he's traded as some insiders are making it to believe. I don't think they want to. Of course, I think they're listening to people who are calling and who are inquiring, but the price is extremely high. From what I understand and what I've been told, that he has made no indication that he wants to be moved. He's voiced, you know, whether him or his agent, displeasure about the direction of the team, and that's understandable. A handful of guys have done that. Yeah, I'm not saying he can't be traded. It's possible if someone comes in with a really nice deal they can't say no to, I would say he probably goes. But I still, if you're going to make me bet, I still think it's more likely than not that it's a short-term deal here. And, you know, they just keep rolling with him.
Chad Dedeminisis of Expected Buffalo here on the West Hur Hotline. As the offseason officially began after the Stanley Cup Finals was over just a couple days ago. Chad, I don't know why I have this hope right now. I feel like shame on me maybe a little bit because the Sabres are a little bit of this chasm. But Jarmo Kekäläinen coming in here, being the advisor to Kevin Adams, and Kekäläinen has this history of being aggressive with a franchise that not a lot of players love to go to with the Blue Jackets. I feel like he might be the perfect devil on the shoulder for Adams when it comes to you. As you mentioned, doing that one thing, that big thing that you can trot around a little bit of like, see, we did something here. Here's what we've got. But I think Kekäläinen is probably that perfect advisor for that sort of thing. Do you also probably sense that there might be a little bit of a potential hot water for Kevin Adams with Kekäläinen in place if they start poorly again?
Two things. I'll start with the advisor part of it. I mean, I think it makes sense. To your point, one of the first things I thought about, if you look back at his history in Columbus, he made a lot of big moves. He got guys to come to a small market, and he got things done. And really the trademark of the Sabres front office is, not getting that, significant deal done, or kind of making that final piece moving to do it. And maybe him being here helps, push Adams to do that, or if it's part of a conversation that he pushes over the line that would have stalled out other times, or just even gives his voice in the room that, like, I understand his hesitation, but come on, we got to do this. This is where we are, team. And, maybe, he helps in that regard. It's still very early. It's really hard to get a grasp on how much he's going to impact this team. But I think just having him be there is going to be important and I think helpful. In terms of the future, logically it makes sense that, and I would even go there, that I think there's a path to him taking over the general manager role, at the end of next season. I don't know about in season. And the thing with, Kevin Adams, still to this day just sounds like, if he comes out of that role as general manager, he's not leaving the organization. Mm-hmm. He would just go somewhere else. So maybe in that regard, maybe there's a mid-season change we see, which gives Yarmo, more power, or maybe they just kind of run this out, even if it comes to a point where, Kevin never really loses the general manager name during the season, but, there's sort of an internal, like, okay, Yarmo's making more of the calls now because this is what we're going to do after the season. You don't got to announce that to anybody. You can just go about that and then at the end of the season make the announcement or whatever. So I think that's more likely than a Kevin Adams being tossed out the door, mid-season kind of thing if they start slow.
We'll have more with Chad Deitamidis of Expected Buffalo coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer here with you. Here's more from Chad Dietemenesis of Expected Buffalo.
Just a stack on that. Do you think there might be, like, even if the Sabres do have a successful season, even if, like, for example, they make the playoffs, do you think that that might be the design anyways to elevate Adams to a president role and then have Yarmo take over anyway?
I think that's possible. Maybe one day we'll find out, but it sounded like after the season started, that's kind of what they wanted to do. And then it didn't happen. Adams stayed in the spot that he's in. And maybe it's because they didn't get some things they wanted, or maybe they wanted Yarmo to kind of come in slow, get familiar with the organization, get familiar with, you know, the guys they have in their front office, and kind of have him get a look at, you know, if he did take over, what he would want to change or what he wants to do or keep in place and all that. And then, you know, next season it can start to, you know, it's an easier transition instead of having somebody come in new, fresh, and then kind of like re-jolt the team when really, you know, I'm not sure. But, well, I mean, Kevin Adams, you know, you can definitely make an argument you need a GM change there, but I think having a complete shift right now is maybe not what this team needed. So, you know, this route they're going might make more sense while trying to get somebody else in here that'll push for some new things, but still kind of keep this core together for, you know, if you want one more shot at it for them to show that they can get where they need to be.
Chad, one thing that stood out to me this past season was goaltending and Luukkonen kind of regressing a touch from the nature of the season before. And just looking at your mock roster, Luukkonen and Devin Levi are in the goaltending position. Do you see those two truly being the two, or is Levi need more time in Rochester? Is he truly ready, or is there another name out there that could possibly step in?
No, I think that's most likely what's going to end up happening is Levi and Luukkonen to start the season. You know, I personally don't think it would hurt to have Levi another year in Rochester and to get somebody else in here, you know, maybe a little bit better than a Reimer that can kind of split time with Luukkonen. You know, if you could do that, great. But the problem is, like, the free agent market for goaltending is terrible. So there's not a lot of great options there. And then if you're going to make a trade, like, I don't know, you're going to go chase Thatcher Demko, but he's kind of hurt a lot. And then also, you know, can they, from a cap position, especially with keeping Paterka, can you invest $5 million or more? Like, if you're going to go get a goaltender like Demko, or even if they retain on John Gibson, like, you know, that's still going to be expensive. Or even if you put Tristan Jarry, you know, that's still going to be expensive. So when you just put it all together, I just don't think they're going to utilize the cap space that would be required for it really to be a change. And again, with the way goalies are so inconsistent, like, my mindset always is, you know, it's just as likely as Luukkonen bounces back next season as you go get Gibson and he has a good year. So when it comes to that, like, you know, you just, it's a gamble, admittedly. You just take your chance and hope he bounces back and you improve the team defense around him, and that makes his job easier. And same thing for Levi, and, you know, that you can get by with that. But yeah, I mean, I've always stood on it. Unless you can make a significant, like, I know I'm going to get this level of performance out of this goaltender, you know, I just don't think it makes a ton of sense, you know, from a cap space usage standpoint, and then even just giving up the assets to go do so.
Chad, finally, last thing here for me is there's a lot of big names out there pending for free agency. Obviously, the biggest one being Mitch Marner. But I do think that we're looking at a potential, like, of throwing money around a la 2017, where the cap went up and a bunch of prime free agents became available. And then there were a lot of these regrettable contracts. I might be putting you on the spot to shoot your shot on this one a little bit here, but do you think that there's a player that you might be a little buyer beware about in free agency? Obviously, not just on the Sabres, but, like, quite frankly, anyone on the pending free agent list that you'd be a little weary about?
Oh, I mean, I think there's a handful. You know, Besser is one that I think more of as a power play driver. I don't think his 5-on-5 numbers are great. Now, the Sabres do need power play help, but I also think a lot of the power play issues are more system than talent. So, I mean, that's one that with what he would get, I'd be concerned about. I think Aaron Ekblad is another one. When you get him out of that Panthers system, could be a little bit scary depending on what the contract looks like there. You know, even Sam Bennett, as great as a Stanley Cup run he had and as good of a season he had overall, like, you know, if you're going to be the team to pay him $9 to $10 million, let's say, like, you better be sure. I mean, he's a third line center, you know, and even you can say Anton Lundell is, you know, another great center on that team, and you're going to take him out of there and want to have him be your 1C, 2C. You have to be sure on that one if you're going to pay him that much money. But I think the one thing that some of these teams are going to get around on, like you mentioned, those big contracts, is I think we're going to see some short-term stuff here. I think with the salary cap going up the way it's going up, you know, you're not going to see your 7 years, 6 years for $9, $8 million. I think maybe you'll see 3, 4. And the reason is because some of these guys don't want to miss on that bubble as the cap goes up. So they'll take short-term now, and then when it jumps significantly in 2 to 3 years, and they can go back into the market again and, you know, recash in. So I think we can see some big money, but I think more on shorter term.
Interesting. That's on me. I didn't really think about that sort of angle on that. But, yeah, I'm sitting over here like, okay, where's the next Milan Lucic contract happening here? And so it is interesting, though, especially because, like, there's going to be a player like a Marner out there that that teams will miss on, and then you flock to, like you said, like a Bennett or a Besser, and the next thing you know, it might not be what you're bargaining for. So I'm interested to see what happens, though, with this free agency, because there's a lot of big names that are they're juicy, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm still curious how many actually end up hitting the market. Like, I don't think Bennett's going to make it. I don't think Tavares is going to make it. And I think there's some other guys in there, too, that I think don't. I think you're going to be left with Marner, Ehlers, then you're going to be like, eh, and it kind of drops off from there.
And, hey, you know, Sabres Twitter's been on about Nikolaj Ehlers for years, so I think we just have to manifest it to bring him home, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it was Dreger who said he wants to go to a quiet team where it's quiet, so. You know, I mean, I'm sure we'll give you a nice, quiet team, but yeah, I just think from a capper's position, it makes it difficult, especially if we're keeping Paterka. I think it makes it difficult to make it work from a cap standpoint. But, you know, if they did it, I'd be happy, that's for sure.
I mean, we were right all along about Jason Zucker, so.
Right.
Chad, I appreciate it. I know that development camp is going to start in a little bit, I do believe a week's time as well. So we know you'll be plenty busy throughout the NHL draft next week as well. So, if the people don't know by now where your work is, it's at Unexpected Buffalo, by the way, everyone. But give the plug. Let people know how to find everything and how to bring in Expected Buffalo to their lives.
Yeah, expectedbuffalo.com is the site. You know, it's it's going to be crazy. You know, probably multiple articles a day as we go here. If you're a draft person, Austin started his draft guide. He goes round by round with going through options. So today was round 7. He'll work his way down. It's incredibly in-depth. So definitely check that out. I'm feverishly working on my last mock offseason before something happens. So that'll be tonight or tomorrow. It's pretty much done, but it's going to do the final touches on that. And then we'll just keep it free agent profiles, trade stuff. And then, of course, if anything happens, you know, we'll be on top of it. Very busy time for the next 2 weeks, that's for sure.
Definitely well worth the subscription. I'll say it myself there. And you also get the Expected Buffalo Discord, which has been a beautiful, awesome. Beautiful, fun time. I got to bug Eddie. Him and I go back and forth every now and then. So, but, Chad, thank you for joining us here. Appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. And hopefully we're able to get something that is that big ad as we're hoping and predicting for.
Yeah, for sure, man. Appreciate it.
That'll do it for us this weekend here on Sports Talk Saturday. Thank you to my guests, Bruce Nolan, Joe Yurden, as well. For Evan DePasquale on the board, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here on the home of the Bills and the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.